Yerushalmi Tumis corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavvav Medeis at the top of the page, Amab Simon. Amab Simon, Ebeleze, Kadate, Kamanda Ama, Taman, Kalapsulim, Alu Biyodoi, Kenu Amahacha, Kalatmeim, Alu Biyodoi. Reb Simon says that when Ebeleze said in the Mishnah that if a Sar of Tamei Tumah fell into 100 Sar of Tar Chulin, he should remove a Sar and burn it, he follows his reasoning. Just as he said there in Mesechus Zvachim, that according to Rabbi Lezer, if limbs of an animal with blemishes became mixed with limbs of sacrifices, if one of the heads was already sacrificed, the rest may be sacrificed on the assumption that the first one was a blemished one, since strictly speaking the limbs are annulled in the majority. And so to here, we assume that the sar removed was the trimmer that fell, since strictly speaking the trimmer was annulled in the majority. Rabbi Zeira, boy, oinema lo amar Rabbi Lezer elamipnei gezeira. Rabbi Zeira asked, or perhaps we could say that Rabbi Lezer said that the sar removed is burned because of the rabbinic decree to view it as if it was the trimmer that fell, to prevent Kohanim being lenient in eating it since it was annulled in 101 parts. And the proof is, doesn't Rabbi Lezer agree that if a sar of trimmer fell into 100 sar of tevel, that he would need to tie the sar that he removed since it might be tevel? But if the same trimmer that fell in came out, why would it need tithing? Amrib mana yos amrib zeira to taninan de basra sar trimmer tahira shenafla lemach lemechulin temeim leith rebeleza polik. Rib mana says that Rabbi Zeira is correct, as our Mishnah continues to say that if a sar of tar trimmer fell into 100 sar of tamei chulin, he should remove a sar and a kohen should eat it dry. Rabbi Lezer doesn't disagree, but if he would say that the sar that was taken out was certainly the one that fell in, why would it have to be eaten dry? Amrin Chavaya Kaim Rav Yosi Yaos Amar B'Simon Di Loikein Sofen Satruma Mipnei Gedeira. Chavaya said to Rav Yosi that Rav B'Simon is correct that the sar taken out was certainly the one that fell in, as otherwise would we burn the truma because of a rabbinic decree? Amalain V'chi Shisha Sveikas T'taninan Lo Mipnei Gedeira Hein Ve'in Sofen V'Hacha Mipnei Gedeira Ein Sofen Oisai. Rav Yosi said to Chavaya, the six cases of doubt in the Mishnah in Maseches Taharos are rabbinic decrees, and they are still burned. Here too, can't it be burned even though it's a rabbinic decree? Chevaya amrin bon kami Rabbi Yosi manashach im truma temeya tisarif im chulin hein ma bakach shiitmu. The Chevaya asked Rabbi Yosi that either way, if it's the tamei truma, it must be burned, and if it's chulin, what's wrong with burning it? Amalei lav l'shum truma achla klum truma temeya ne'echeres el tahayu v'shem temeya loy yatem moidim shem noilad la Safik tuma b'makoyma she'ini yochal asorfa mani noilad la safik tuma b'makom acher mani noilad la safik tuma b'makoyma. Rabbi Yosi answered Chavaya that isn't it ruled to be tuma? Can tamei tuma be eaten? Don't you agree that if a doubt of tuma arose in the tuma before it fell, that you may not burn it? So what's the difference whether the doubt arose elsewhere when it fell or before it fell? And in either case, it cannot be burnt. Ella I beisun lemikshay ikshun alhadar detani Rabbi Hoshea detani of Hoshea. Rather, if you wish to ask a question, ask on the brayth of Hoshea that taught sar truma tahira shenafla lemea sar truma tamea. If a sar of tar truma fell into 100 sar of tamei truma, the sar removed from the mixture must be left to rot. But shouldn't it be burned like tamei truma? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Vadei nekudim kadar chatzay sain. The Mishnah taught that the kohen should eat the sar dry or as small buns. These small buns should be the size of half a sar. Chizkiya Amar, afilu chulin shesham lo yoichlu el nekudim mipnei chalasan. Chizkiya says even the rest of the chulin should be eaten in one of these forms so that chala can be taken. Milsei Amar, issa zaras batal v'issa tuma lo batal. We learned from Chizkiya that the prohibition of a non-kohen eating it is annulled but not the tuma. Mnechav should say to Chizkiya, tamanhu Amar, kamayeh be'isa v'yehi yochol ha'soysa v'tahara, Chizkiya ama shisus v'dalakavim v'dalakavim v'acha ho ama hochein. The question is, the opinion of Chizkiya seems to have switched. There, in Tosefta Chala, it says that if less than an egg size of tamei flour became mixed with tar flour, when he comes to separate Chala, he says, this is Chala aside from the tamei part, thereby allowing the koyin to eat the Chala, and the rest is chulin and is eaten in tumah. How much tamei flour and other flour can be in the dough, and he can still use it in the dough, using the dough in Tahara? Chizkiya said, 1/6 of 4 kav of tamei flour and 4 kav of flour in total. 1/6 of 4 kav is certainly enough to give tumah, but here he said that all of the dough must be in the Tahara, must be in Tahara in order to separate tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, taman, kashe gibel, v'chakach hifrish, v'amhacha, kashe hifrish, v'chakach gibel. Rabbi Yossi answered that there about our Mishnah, he first made a large dough and then separated challah, so that if the dough became tummy, so did the challah. But here in the Tosefta and challah, he separated an amount for challah and kneaded it separately. Ami Rabo, Kol Yaminoi, Yamenu, Hayutoyim Ba, Kamakel Hazeh, Shel Summa, Ad Shalamadua, Mecheshboin, Gematria, Kava, Kama Avad, Efim, Vedalad Bein, Kama, should say Abba Kavin, Avda, Tishin, Veshith Bein, Shisustitu, Shisusui. Rabbi Abel says, we never knew why Chizkiah said 1/6 of 4 kav until we made the calculation. How many eggs amount are in a kav? 24. Therefore, in 4 kav there are 96 eggs. 1/6 of the flour is therefore 96 divided by 6, which is 16 eggs amount. In Yigbol, Shis, Yeshkan, Kabetza, Tmea. In Yigbol, Arba, in Kanshia, Hakeit, Zadu Oisa, Migbol, Chomish, Venetea, Arba. If he makes a dough of 6 eggs amount, of which at least 4 are Taho, there would be 1 egg amount of tamei flour, which would spread tumah throughout the dough. If he makes a dough of 4 egg amount, there isn't enough dough to be obligated in challah. What should he do? Mix 5 eggs, of which 4 are tahor, and take 4 and declare challah aside from the tamei flour, and since the tamei is 1/6 and there are only 5 eggs, the tamei is less than an egg amount. Chizkiah's teaching relies on being particular that an egg amount of tamei flour doesn't touch the separate part of the kneading bowl. Yochanan's teaching relies on being particular that an egg's amount of tamei flour doesn't touch the rest of the dough. Yossi asked Rabbi Yirmiyah that isn't it logical that Chizkiah was referring to when a person had already kneaded the dough in a separate part in Tahara and the rest in Tuma, whereas Rabbi Yochanan was teaching that ideally all of the dough should be kneaded in Tahara, and in fact they do not disagree. Amalei Avanan Savakein, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Yossi, I agree. Ve'ezi Gumma, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how much dough could be in the small separate dough so that it could be separated as challah for the rest of the dough? And Rabbi Yonah, Tipata Shegibel, Achas Be'sheva Esrei, Ba'afya Be'isas, Sosayim, we should say. Rabbi Yonah answered that when he needed dough that's 1/17 of the large dough of around 5 sar, so it doesn't contain an eggs amount of tamei flour. And since the challah is 1/24 of the entire dough, it can be the challah for the first 5 sar plus another dough of 2 sar. Rabbi Abba Ba'mamal, Ba'i, Ve'leith Hadop Liga, Al Rabbi Yossi Ba'achanina, Da'am Rabbi Yossi Ba'achanina, Neveila Be'teila Be'shchuta, Batel, Magar, Ve'seita Le'batel, Lefi she'if she'lishchuta she'ta'as in nevela. Rabbi Abba Mama asked, the Gemara said earlier that according to Chizkiah, the prohibition of a non-kohen eating it is annulled, but not the tumah. Doesn't this disagree with Rabbi Yossi Bachanina, who said that if a piece of tamei carcass, which is nevela, became mixed with pieces of slaughtered meat, which are the majority annuls the tumah status only for the tumah of touching, but not the tumah of moving, since slaughtered meat cannot become nevela, and this shows that tumah can be annulled, unlike Chizkiah. And Rabbi Yossi Taman, it should say, E. F. Shilishchuta, Shita'as in Nevela, Bamhacha, F. Shilishchulin, Le'asais, it should say, Kutruma. Rabbi Yossi answers that it's impossible for slaughtered meat to become a Nevela, but the Chulin can contract Tuma like the Truma. And Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Simon, Kashiasa, Rabbi Abba, Bamamal, Kaima. Rabbi Chizkiah says that in the previous question, in fact, Rabbi Simon was the questioner rather than Rabbi Abba, Bamamal, and Rabbi Abba, Bamamal gave the answer. Tani sa truma shenafla lepachos mimea hari elu medumayin vein mishalmin, it should say mehen keren v'choymesh amokam acher v'raim imokam acher aleihem el lefi cheshben uvedrashe in darkoi libalel al vedrashe dark libalel hochin achar roiv im roiv truma vim roiv chulin. The Baisa says that if a sa of truma fell into less than 100 sa of chulin, it's meduma, which is the prohibited mixture to non-kahanim, and he may only pay the principal an extra fifth from the chulin proportion of the mixture. And this calculation is only made if the mixture was dry with dry, since they don't fully mix. But for liquids that fully mix, it's considered one mixture. So in terms of the payment, if the majority was truma, it's viewed as only truma and may not be used. And if the majority was chulin, it's viewed as only chulin.